2007 Cash Slash Fest. October 20th in Sumner, Illinois. Geocaching event waypoint GC14X2C. Brought to you by the Cash Slash crew. Who is this crew and what is the fest all about?
My name's Gary, and you're King of Halloween. I'm hospital maintenance. Mike Anderson, you know, he came to us and said, you got an awful lot of stuff here. It'd be nice to get some cashers involved. And where they come out and see it, it just blossomed from there. It's going to be on October the 20th. We're going to have bonfire toward the evening, hot dogs, the night cache, 8 caches loggable that day. They're all going to lead up to a murder mystery. The thing I liked about the event the most is it's amazing how many kids that come to the event wants to get their pictures taken with everything. You get to watching, and pretty soon you see the adults wanting their pictures taken. They got the kids over there running the cameras. It just makes you feel good. You know, you've done something that somebody maybe 150, 200 miles away is willing to come spend the evening with you. That's a good feeling.
Queen of Halloween. I work at a bank. I'm a bank teller. We get registration out of the way. Jim's going to set up a place to take pictures of all the geocachers. We can put faces with geocachers' names. Then we're going to send them on their clue hunt. I'm basically taking off going looking for those 8 caches that have clues to who did it. When they return, then we're going to start the fire, start roasting wieners. We will give out the prizes. Then we'll have our night cache. As it gets darker, we'll go to that. I just enjoy getting to meet all the new cachers and all the old cachers that have been here before and putting faces with names, seeing how everybody's eyes light up when they pull up at our domain here. Their eyes are wide and mouths are dropped open in awe because of all of the decorations all the way up and down the road here. It just gives you a good feeling inside to know that you're giving somebody memories of something. It helps us have memories too.
I'm Mike Anderson, 1492. I've worked 25 years at a water plant in Holly, and I've managed to retire finally. I just geocache. A friend of mine, a whistle in the dark, was working at the radio station in Holly, and she'd heard about the display they put on. So we came over and looked at them, and when they invited us in the house, it's like we've been known them all our lives. And we started talking about it, thought this would be a great thing for a geocaching event. And we started talking to Gary, and he took the ball and ran with it from there. The thing I enjoyed last year most was scorching everybody's retina. We had Sparkler Bomb, 1,600 sparklers went off at one time. I have a video of it. I said, holy cow. People like they couldn't see a thing for them. That was a lot of fun. But I've had a lot of fun with it, meeting all these people here and working with them and putting out caches. Whistler and I are releasing 20 caches in addition to what's being put out for the event. So the people who come and camp and stay with us will have plenty of new caches to look forward to.
I'm Brandy Whitney, Wolfpack 359, and I'm a domestic engineer. That means I'm a stay-at-home mom. With our Halloween display, I really think that the adults probably get more entertainment out of it than the kids, because it seems like every year we have more adults coming back than kids coming back. They really enjoy it. We have a Uncle Mort. He's in his mausoleum. When you push the button, he jumps out at you about 8 feet. I don't know how many times Mort jumped out of the box, but he had to have his pants fixed this year.
Brent Whitney. Unfortunately, my job at Marathon Petroleum Company gets in the way of my geocaching and prop building aspirations, but I work there as an instrumentation technician. A few years we've had a nighttime hayride. Last year went to the paranormal investigation in the cemetery. This year try to do just the night cache, which will probably be everybody has to provide their own transportation to the night cache. I just remember the first year of having the event. A lot of people that come, you've done their caches, you've read their logs, and you see their name, but you couldn't pick them out in a lineup. When they come here, you're complete strangers, but yet you're not. Just like one big happy family. Brian has worked on a picture slideshow that we're going to have of the prior 2 years. We're going to string a sheet on the back of Gary's mausoleum there, and we're going to show previous pictures, so hopefully people will enjoy that.
Ryan Whitney, I'm a healthcare professional. Last year we did prize giveaway. We had the alien autopsy. I think that went over pretty well. This year we're trying to come up with something a little more creative, building new props, and a lot of the props we build are handmade. You don't buy them in stores. One of the things that kind of struck me, I don't know that I really noticed it much the first year, but last year, I seemed like I got two or three comments from cashers saying, I can't believe you don't charge for this. We're wanting to try and keep this free to the cashers and everyone that wants to come and attend. We'll try and keep it free.
I'm Knitter Girl. I am a knitter, designer of patterns, dyer of yarns, but the day job is a distance education advisor at a local university. One of the neat things is how people have kind of come to expect that there's going to be something new and different here, and they just can't wait for it. The first year, we had a cash at our house called Dr. Feelgood. It was homemade slime that they had to reach their hand down into. Then last year was the alien autopsy, so people have kind of come to expect and can't disappoint the public. We had a geocoin design last year, and we had some people ask, are you going to have another coin this year? Maybe every other time.
Hope to see everybody at the event. We'd like to get it bigger and better every year. We had 5 states last year, and we'd like to add a state or two every year, so I think they'd have a good time.
Blow mold, go to static prop, graduate to animated prop.
This is something we've had a couple of years. All it is 2 bicycle wheels, a piece of rope in between it, and a small motor that runs the wheel and it drags ghosts back and forth.
We're in the graveyard now.
Knife sticking out here on this side, and he's holding a solar-powered skull. Thunder and lightning machine, big strobe light here at night. When the thunder hits it, it shines up all these trees. The kids always remember this.
Oh, wow.
This is a two-way mirror.
The neighbors get into it. They like to come out and help us on trick-or-treat night to set up everything.
Does it take a morbid sense of humor to do this?
It does. It really does, you know.